degrees in Nashville. We're expecting a high in the mid-90s with a heat index back up over 100 degrees. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here is the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A new report finds that Tennessee is still struggling to provide access to maternal care. The March of Dimes tracks maternal and infant health across the country. It often gives Tennessee low marks, citing the state's maternal care deserts, high rate of death tied to childbirth, and high rate of preterm births. The latest report says that one in three Tennessee counties is considered a maternal care desert. That means there's no obstetrician working there. It found that annually 6,000 births take place in these care deserts. It also found more than half of Tennessee's counties have no hospital with a labor and delivery wing or licensed birthing center. That's especially true for rural areas. More than 85% of rural counties lack those services. Well, starting this school year during a heat wave has forced local educators to be more creative. Tennessee's recess requirement was expanded by 15 to 20 minutes last year for a total of 40 extra minutes of daily physical activity. But there were no further details on exemptions for inclement weather. When the heat index skyrockets, the only safe place for recess is indoors. That can mean using gymnasiums, classrooms, hallways, even the lunchroom. And that's difficult for schools that are already overcrowded. The CEO of one teacher group, the Professional Educators of Tennessee, tells WKRN he hopes districts will consider pushing back the start of the school year. Well, thousands of students have returned to classes, and in one Williamson County school district, the police are on board, too, literally. Officers in Nolensville will soon board selected school buses as part of a new safety program. The police say their focus is traffic safety, not student behavior on the bus. Whether students are getting on or off the bus, officers want drivers to pay attention and stop. The police chief says a few moments of patience can prevent a tragedy. A longtime Vanderbilt Divinity professor has been named as the first Jewish scholar to lead the Catholic Biblical Association. Amy Jill Levine made it her life's work to stamp out anti-Semitism from the day-to-day teachings of the Christian church. She's been a member of the association for decades, but says she never expected to be selected as its president.
This really did come as a surprise, and I'm honored and delighted. This is something I've wanted to do for decades, is work with the Conference of Bishops to look at what priests are getting for helping them on Sunday morning figure out what to say, helping people who are studying to convert to make sure that they know a solid basis in Bible as well as the Jewish context. As an educator, I can help do that, and I think that's why I was put on earth.
Levine retired from teaching in 2021, but she tells WPLN's This Is Nashville that leaving the classroom has given her more time to teach in church settings locally and around the world. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.